Yes, more texts coming through. Mick says, morning, Vossi. It seems a bit unusual to me that a number of Eels players are leaving for what is not a lot of money more when you consider tax, agents' fees, etc., when they appear to be in a premiership window. We're usually hearing how players will stay for a bit less money for a chance of winning a comp. Fair point, Mick. That is the plight of the Parramatta Eels at the moment. Ursula says, morning, how much of the 2023 frenzy in the NRL is being influenced by the Dolphins? Get in now before players coming off contract are snapped up by Wayne Bennett. Or Wayne, Wayne at the moment, no one, but we're told that there will be a major player soon. Public transport, another wet day around the place, around town, from the Transport Management Centre, John Pearson. Good morning.
Morning, Vossi. A couple of public transport issues related to the weather. Ferries currently not running between Parramatta and Rydalmere. That's due to Parramatta Weir overflowing. And at Shanes Park, we have Route 6. 74 buses currently diverting away from Stony Creek Road at Shanes Park via local roads. That's due to flooding there. Three stops are being missed, and boarding times may be a little longer than usual this morning for buses and trains and the like because of the wet weather. So do plan ahead for all your public transport at transportnsw.info. Vossi.
Thank you, John. 7:10 now. KFC Supercoach BBL is back. You can play today, supercoach.com.au. I was on the Telegraph website yesterday and there was a headline, pick your side in 5 minutes. I went, what? What have I been doing wrong? I'm scouring over names for hours upon hours. Again, I lean on the guru, Tom Sangster, who is on the line right now. Supercoach guru, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Vossi.
Is it possible? Can you pick a side in 5 minutes? Like a competitive,
yeah, you can.
Really good side? You can?
You can. It's a great article, that one. You can do it in 5 minutes quite easily. The comp only starts in 9 days, so it's coming around pretty quickly. We usually have a little bit of cricket beforehand, but the way that the schedules work this year with COVID, etc., it feels like it's coming around pretty fast. You can pick a team in 5 minutes. It's really easy. 25K on the line. go and get involved.
Yeah, fire up, ramp it up. Josh Philippe, I'm told he is now the most popular player.
Yeah, he's in 60% of teams, and I think you have to have him overthink it. He's in great form in the Sheffield Shield, second most runs in that competition. He's got a double game in round one, which means he plays twice when other teams play once. So obviously the math tells you that he's a really good chance of scoring a lot more than other people in that first round. Don't overthink it. Just get him into your team.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've copped that tip. He's in bold print in mine. Glenn Maxwell. Should I be having Glenn Maxwell in my squad? Should our listeners have Glenn there?
He's another guy who I don't think you need to overthink either. Just get him in. He's a really simple pick. He's a great of 2020 cricket internationally and in Australia. And the key with him is he's an all-rounder. He bats and he bowls. Plus, he's probably the best fielder in the country as well. So he's getting you points in all facets of the game.
Excellent. And I tell you what about the man we had on, the boy from Barrel, Hayden Kerr? Now he's in my side because I just want to follow his progress, but he's doing it out on the field as well.
Yeah, well, you were ahead of the curve there. Long before people started picking up Hayden Kerr, you were all over him. And he's been in great form for the Shield. He got 60-odd the other day and a few wickets. In the Marsh Cup, he got 40-odd off 40 balls. He's looking really good. At the Sixers, they're missing a few players for the start of the season because of Australia and Australia A commitments. So I think he will make that team and play a pretty big part. And Kerry O'Keefe, in commentary the other day, was comparing his bowling to Mitchell Starc, which is a pretty big rap for a young kid from Barrel. So I think you got on this one early, but a lot of people are just getting around to it now. And I think he's a really good pick to start the year.
All right. He's in. Tom Sangster, thank you so much for your time. You can fire the invoice through. You are the guru. It is time to play Australia's best fantasy cricket game, KFC Supercoach BBL. You can sign up at supercoach.com.au. It is that easy. The rest of it's a bit hard, but it's that easy to sign up. Good on you, Tom.
Thanks, Mossy. Okay.
And great fun to play as well. Great fun to play. And, of course, the Big Bash. There'll be coverage here on 1170 SEN.